And we do have a moment to uplift some concerns and worries, storms that are going on in our own life. Just a couple additions to share with the Peace Congregation. Ida Faye Curtis, Friday evening, died. She was surrounded by loved ones, specifically her husband, Gary. A family graveside service will be in Napa, Oregon, which is just a little ways outside of Astoria. I'll be leading that graveside service. It's this Friday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. We're also going to uplift Kyler Crocker and the firefighters who are fighting some of the fires that are around the area. Got that prayer request this morning. And then also Thanksgiving for answered prayer for the finding of Ava Carey, the teenager that was lost and was found just yesterday. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For all disciples of Jesus, both here at Peace Lutheran Church and throughout the world, that we not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless us, Jesus, as we follow you. For the blessing of all who hunger and thirst, for all who are weary and heavy laden, and for all who are without house or income, that they seek the restoration of the Lord's good, that the Lord's good hand provides. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless us, Jesus, as we follow you. For all who willingly put themselves in the path of evil for the sake of other people's good, including military members, law enforcement officers, and emergency workers. Lord, especially this day we pray for the firefighters and Kyler Crocker that are busy working on our behalf to save and protect. Protect them, Lord, in the work that they have. That they be protected by the Lord's mighty hand. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless us, Jesus, as we follow you. For all who ail in heart, mind, and body, Lord, we thank you for the rest now given to Ida Faye Curtis and the life she lived. We pray for the family as they mourn and celebrate her life this week, for safe travel and for time to bring the Curtis family together. Also, Lord, for answered prayer, we thank you for the finding of Ava Carey and pray that you would cover her with your protection and surround her with your love. And those that we name now in our congregation, Kai, Haley, Sandy, Dylan, Andrew, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Rich, Dawn, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Tom, Sue, Jerry, Derek, Blake, Barry and Betty, Andy, Greg, Gerald and Bonnie, Mike, Chris and her family, Carla, Dawn, Bobby and Alexi, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Bob, the family of J.D. Harris, those still recovering from the storm in Iowa. We pray that they be touched by the healing hand of our Savior and filled with the presence of His comforting Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless us, Jesus, as we are healed by you. For these and all other concerns we have, that coming before the throne of grace, we find mercy to help us in our time of need. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless us, Jesus, as we trust you to hear and answer our prayers. Amen.